insert theme music here.
Or not. Guardians of the Geekery, we just saw Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, or Batman v. Superman.
Orphan Fight, the movie.
Yes.
My mom's name is... what's her name?
Martha.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, wait, okay. I can't call it Orphan Fight, the movie, because Superman still has a mom.
It's Carol the Cat. Tiffany the Tech, Star-Lord, and Bernie!
Gunder.
So, forget Batman and Superman. Let's talk about Aquaman.
What are your thoughts, Bernie? Oh, yeah, that's a good level.
Bernie, that's Aquaman. The only reason she came to this movie, I think. So.
Aquaman made her wet.
Oh, lordy. NC-17 version, here we go.
Swimmers, it's okay.
Oh.
Which is flowy locks. Right there.
So what
I'm all little mermaid.
So what'd you guys think overall?
Overly long. I'm still not sold on Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor.
Nah.
That was kind of the...
It's almost like a demented Joker light or something, but...
They're trying for that Joker character in the DC universe, and that's not what Lex Luthor is. Lex Luthor is a businessman. He's very level-headed. He's incredibly methodical. And this guy was just twitchy and weird.
Yeah. I agree. All I could think of him was an American Ultra. It was like he played the rich version of the guy he was in American Ultra.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I like Jesse Eisenberg.
And I like Jesse Eisenberg too, yeah.
I think he can be a really great actor. I just don't think he was directed properly in this. Because I've seen him do toned-down characters too. Mm-hmm. But here it's like he was directed to be twitchy and I'm doing the twitches and you can't see them.
Audio podcast once again, Carol. It's difficult. So,
it didn't ruin the film for me, but it did take me out of the film whenever he was on the screen.
I guess I was expecting him to be, and it might just because the script was so different, but the Facebook movie.
Social Network.
Social Network. I thought he plays sort of like that, where he's just kind of like this detached prick
that's
just so smart that he's kind of above people or something. But
I agree. I think that's kind of him, though.
Yeah.
I think that's Jesse Eisenberg.
Is twitchy and weird.
Just kind of weird like that.
Yeah.
I remember once reading a Vanity Fair profile on him where he talked about his antidepressant use and psychiatry and stuff. And so,
right.
I mean, no judgment on that, but I'm just saying,
yeah.
I think he's just, this is like a version, everything's a version of him, but it worked exceedingly well in The Social Network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it didn't work quite so well. I have to say, though, overall, it was a good film. I really liked Ben Affleck, I know. Not everyone will agree with that, but I loved Jeremy Irons as Alfred.
Oh,
yes.
Jeremy Irons was awesome.
As soon as he came on screen, I thought, I bet you Carol would fuck him.
Since 84.
I would cuddle with Jeremy Irons. I would cuddle with him, yeah.
I would, totally.
A little too much brandy? What could happen? I don't know. All right.
I don't know what's
going to
happen.
I have to say, I did not like Ben. I like Ben Affleck in general. I'm actually a big Ben Affleck fan. I did not like him as Superman. I mean, as Batman.
I actually did, and I was not expecting to like this performance, but it kind of reminded me of the comic book that they stole about 2/3 of this movie from.
Superman?
No. Legends is The Dark Knight Returns.
Dark Knight Returns.
Not the old movie version, but the graphic novel back in the 80s. And it was basically Batman versus Superman. They stole cold lines from it. They're probably called an homage, but took large parts and a lot of scenes that were like 2 pages in the graphic novel. They use that as like their main scenes, like Superman after he got blasted by a nuke and he's all skinny and the sun rejuvenates him and stuff. So, I mean, it was cool to see that on the big screen for me, but...
Yeah.
But
I think we all agreed Wonder Woman was great.
She was bad.
That was a good surprise, yeah.
She was cool. I really liked her.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. The brief 5 seconds we got of Aquaman and his pretty hair was...
Yes, that
brief.
Was gorgeous. That was some quality cinematography.
Bernie loves some Aquaman.
And then, of course, we saw some other metahumans. We saw The Flash.
Yeah.
And Cyborg.
A leprechaun, yes.
Yeah. I thought Cyborg was pretty cool, too. Yeah,
I had to think about who that was, because there was 4. Aquaman, Flash, Cyborg, and Wonder Woman were the 4 metahumans that they kind of introduced here, although Wonder Woman has a bigger part.
Yeah, and it was weird, like, the icon on the computer for Cyborg. I was like, copyright? Who is it? Copyright man? And it just totally glossed over. But yeah, but in the comics, Cyborg started off as a new Teen Titan. His dad, and that's his dad in that picture, in that scene, basically, where they show him. But
yeah,
but they put him in the Justice League recently, so that makes sense that they want to kind of have things match up.
We got a little backstory for Batman. I didn't need to see his origin story yet again,
but it was really only like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
at least they put it in the opening credits, so there wasn't like,
my whole thing is, like, I actually, like, kind of right from the beginning was kind of like not feeling this movie. I mean, I didn't hate it. I'm just don't have an interest in seeing it again, I will say. But, like, it just kind of felt like a series of scenes from different movies sort of just all placed together to come together. And then, like, the predictably, like you see in the trailer, can guess in the trailer, Batman and Superman become friends. But it's, like, literally he's trying to kill Superman, and then it's, like, oh, your mom's name is Martha, or Martha
Two, yeah.
Kind of a thing. And then like, literally, like, 3 minutes later says to somebody, I'm his friend. And it's like, mom. I really don't have that much coherent thought, because goddamn, Henry Cavill looked good. I mean,
I like probably the 3/4 of the movie. The last quarter, it was, I knew what they had to do, just like jam as many components in, but the Doomsday thing was like way over the top for me. And
at least the grand villain, I mean, well, I guess you could argue that's Lex Luthor, but like his creation was relatively short-lived. It didn't go on for an hour and a half of the movie where they're trying to figure it out. It's like pretty quickly they're like, this is how he's gonna die.
Yeah.
Let's just get that happening.
So, and I think this was kind of a lead up to the Justice League movie disguised as a movie.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, let's introduce all these characters. You'll see them again, and you'll like that movie much better.
I won't see anything with Henry Cavill. Well, just put that on record to anyone who does not know that.
You know he's not dead.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh.
I'm done with this bullshit.
Hi, comics. Screw you.
Yeah, basically. I mean, if we're going to kill somebody, let's turn it out and kill Ben Affleck, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I mean, he just, to me, does not have the charisma that Christian Bale. And I say this as somebody, Christian Bale seems like the most serious motherfucker that's ever lived, but, like, I just felt like Christian Bale was a way better Batman. Now, granted, you got to know him a little bit better and see different facets of his life, whereas this didn't really include his playboy ways and stuff like that, but I just bought Christian Bale a little bit more than I did.
Kind of plunked into middle-aged Batman.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like...
But Christian Bale is the age that he could play. They're like the same age.
But, yeah, I think Christian Bale was done with Batman. And I think they wanted a slightly older... I did like that they showed Robin's suit.
Yeah.
Was that from The Killing Joke? Or I can't remember if it was The Killing Joke or Death in the Family.
Death in the Family.
Death in the Family, where the Joker kills Robin.
Which was actually the first comic where they voted for the outcome... it was like so close, but they decided to kill that Robin, which is actually the second Robin. So anyway.
So do we think Chris O'Donnell is coming back to the franchise?
No, but that suit did look like the full body suit like that. I was like, oh, that looks like from Batman and Robin, or Batman Forever.
I didn't see no
Schumacher nipples on the suit. Thank God. Yeah.
So I give this a good C plus. I mean, if you're going to see it on the big screen, it is kind of a spectacle.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Henry Cavill, A+, movie, C-.
What do you think there, Bernie?
I'll give it a 3. It's 3.
3 out of 5? Okay.
It's a C for me, too.
Yeah, I'd give it a B-, and only because the comic book elements are in there so much that I like, but if you don't know that, that's kind of lost on you, I think. So, anyway,
we got a much better Ghostbusters trailer with more Chris Hemsworth with his natural accent, and that was kind of nice to see.
That actually looked good,
Very. I vote for him to be Robin.
He's too good to be in Thor.
That's true.
Could be everything.
Oh, gosh. So could Henry Cavill, though, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Guardians of the Gigery signing off.
Bye.
Okay.